Thank you for calling Circus Services. How may I help you?
Yes, let me give you my address of the property. It's 2767 Adair
One
Trail.
second. What is the phone number associated with your order?
770-365-5871.
770-365-5871. Can you verify the street address on this order, please?
2767 Adair Trail, Decatur, Georgia, 30019.
How may I help you in this order?
The reason why I'm calling is I have two estimates. Somebody had called and said I have to pay $565. Somebody else called and said I have to pay $9-something. So I decided to call the warranty company. The warranty company said I have to pay $565. So why is the $900 coming from?
Let's see. One second.
I mean, this is crazy.
The hallway was $40. The electrical mods was $225. The line set modification was $325. And the line seat flush was $375.
My warranty company said they're paying $600 and some on it. They've actually sent me the email right now. So I don't know what they're talking about. They sent me an email. Let me look at the email. Because they told me exactly, they said I only have to pay
$595. Okay, like I said, Holloway is $40. Your modifications for the electrical is
$225. So what's the total?
The total is $965.
So where is it coming from? Why is the warranty telling me it's $565 I have to pay? So and they're paying something to it.
Yeah,
and I also
paying,
got a message from.
They're probably doing a partial payment.
No, I actually got a message from one of your people that went there and left a message at $565. I actually got a message from somebody that it's on my phone. It's saying that the price you have to pay is $565. And then it came from that place to $9-something. When I called the warranty company, they're telling me all I have to pay is, well, give me my computer there. Royalty company is telling me that, yeah, that's all. It's true. It's $565. That's what they have on their paperwork.
Okay, well, I'm saying here that you need to pay $965.
Well, I need to talk to somebody because, I mean, whatever the royalty company is telling me and what you guys are telling me is not the same thing. And, I mean, I just think that. And the message they left to me is $565. Because I don't know why the warranty company is different from you guys. Because they just sent me the email. Let me show you what they said they paid for, that they will be paying for. Well, so far, I don't think they should go fix it because I'm not getting that. Because the warranty is saying it's $565. I'm going to call the warranty company again because you all are telling me it's $900. So... Do you hear what I said?
One moment.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, because when they called me, they told me that the balance that I have to pay was $565. And then 2 days later, somebody called and said $975. When I called the warranty company, now the warranty company said they're paying $600 and something. All I have to pay is $575. So, and they said pay to the warranty company, to pay to you guys. So I just want to know where did that difference came from.
One moment. I
If you start looking from the beginning when they went there, hello?
Yes, give me 1 second. How much did your warranty company say you have to pay?
$565, and I also have a message on my phone. Look at the paperwork you sent to him, to them. Are you there?
Yes, one moment. I'm trying to find more information right now. Give me 1 moment, I'm still trying to find more information.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, give me 1 moment, I'm still trying to find more information.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm trying to get more information on your order. One moment.
Okay. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm trying to find your order. One moment.
Ah, it's taking so long.
I'm trying to find information on your order. Because I'm not entirely sure as to where the 565 is coming from and if it's not a partial payment or not. So I'm trying to get clarification on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because it started at 570 whatever. And to whatever. Because I remember them leaving me a message saying it's 575, 565 or whatever. It's on my voicemail. And then my insurance said the same thing, but yeah, a couple of days ago somebody called and said 9-something. I'm like, where did that come from?
I mean, I see where it's coming from. I just don't know as to why they're not informing you of the actual total.
No, but no, why did they, what they sent to the warranty company was I'm supposed to pay 575. That's what the warranty company told me. And that's what they left on my voicemail. The first voicemail they left.
One moment.
Was it not the $575 you guys sent to my warranty company that I have to pay? Because that's what they're telling me.
One moment, I'm trying to find more information.
Which is why I want to do it. I know it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to send an email out, and then you'll hear from someone in 24 or 48 hours in regards to this. Someone who will look into your account, and they'll
for right now, they shouldn't go fix it because I cannot pay the $900 and something. I want to pay what my warranty company say.
Okay, I can't process that payment because it's saying you need to pay $965. So that's what
I'm saying. Then I'm not going to pay. Well, they shouldn't do the job. That's what I'm saying.
One moment.
Hello?
So I'm sending this email out. They're going to look into the account, and they're going to see if there is any discrepancies, and then they will get into contact with you. So 1 second.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't want them to fix the work.
Okay, regardless, I still have to send the email out. One moment.
Right. Well, have they gone to go fix it? That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm sending the email out so they can look into the order and they can see that it actually needs to be $965 or there's been already a payment or the warranty company is only partially covering it. They're going to pretty much look into it and get a more clear idea as to what's going on before getting in contact with you.
So they haven't done anything yet to the air conditioner because I'm saying that it's a rental property. I'm in another state.
Let's see.
I'm not at the house because I'm not paying that amount. So I'm paying what the warranty company say and what they told me.
The jackass line.
I'm not sure. I don't think they did the service yet or not. I can't really, don't see anything of them actually doing it yet. Just give me one moment.
The reason why I'm telling you, they were scheduling time to go, say they're going to go fix it. And I don't want them to go fix it because I'm not going to pay them that amount, 900 and something. So
that's what I'm putting in the email that I'm sending.
Okay. They need to clarify how it came from 5 something to 900. But that's not what they told me, and that's not what the warranty company told me to pay.
Okay, I sent an email out, so you'll be getting a call in regards to this.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else to do for you today?
Not me, all. I just don't want to. Who am I speaking with anyway?
George.
So when I call. George. And what's your last name?
I'm not authorized to give out my last name.
Just George?
Yes.
So what's your extension number or something? Because I'll tell them that I told you.
I don't have an extension number.
Okay. Well, all right. I just don't want them to go there because I'm not going to pay them that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. Have a great day.